You know, we're 5 weeks on the road now, and maybe people just are a wee bit fatigued at this stage, so that could be part of the reason. Other times, you don't just have an explanation for these things. You never anticipate that you're going to concede a goal so early, number one, and secondly, concede a second goal midway through the half. That's never in the script when you go out to play anybody, and so it's a bit of a shock to the system. So it happens, and the good thing is these players were able to deal with it and bounce back with something very positive. I mean, they're enjoying playing the games. We wouldn't be training them very hard at this stage. But, you know, 5 weeks on the road is a right slog for amateur players, and trying to get themselves recovered in one few days and prepared in another few. So it does take its toll, and a lot of travel has been involved in that. And so, yes, a number of those games are very, very demanding as well. So it does take its toll, but I think when we get through it like this and now have this little bit of a break, I think it'll be good. It's character building how we come through that game today. No, I don't think the atmosphere would be too sore on the people when you get to Croke Park. I think it creates an atmosphere of its own. I think the players revel in being on this pitch, and if there's 60,000 and making plenty of noise, wonderful. But if they're not, I think even the crowd that is there can make plenty of noise if things are going well for them. Well, we don't have to really give an answer to that right now. We'll see how the bodies are after that toll today, and we'll see how many people are fit for much more, or if some people need a break or a rest, you know, and experiment. So at least now I feel that the options are open to us. I would be of the opinion that we should have qualified to the semi-final now. Is that true? Yeah. In fact, I think this is a first for Tyrone. We're in three All-Ireland semi-finals in a row. I don't think ever in our history we've done that before. So for a team that isn't much thought of in many circles, I think that's a good return. Anything's possible. We knew for one thing that it wouldn't be like last year, because we found that with Roscommon as well. They were freak results. We got away in the smoke both those days, and we never expected that any of the two games would be like that. So we knew there'd be a much stiffer challenge than those games. And it was only going to be a battle to the end. It was never going to be a done deal, this game, to the 75th minute. The town would be glad to see them. They're a wonderful travelling crowd, and I think they enjoy an odd tipple here and there. So they bring a lot of colour, and they bring a lot of energy, and they're a very welcome people to be in our county. I know last year the people were raving about just the energy that they brought to the town, and just the atmosphere. It was a carnival atmosphere that they brought, and unfortunately they took the win home with them, you know. So, but still, they're a great crowd, and they do a lot for the GAA.